mobile and couch on an HT or a base or a mobile base?
Well, I'm actually in the Lazy Boy on an HT with a, well, I guess you would call it a HT base. A little quarter wave out on the garage using the metal roof of the ground plane.
Well, it's working for you. I don't know which repeater you're hitting, but I'm off the Mount Clemens receiving, and it's coming through good, so pretty good work with the HT base.
Yeah, I'm up here in New Lothrop, which is about 25 miles north of Flint, coming off the Flint repeater, so I can't complain. 25 miles on a little HT, pushing about maybe six and a half watts tops out of it right now.
Definitely doing the job for you. Audio sounds pretty good on a little HT as well.
Yeah, I came to going through my queries with microphones. I've got the speaker mic, but I came across these Comm Mountains. And these little speaker mics are phenomenal from what the sound coming out of the speaker is really, really good. And then from what I'm getting as far as audio reports, it's clearer than the actual HT itself, the HT microphone.
Very good, very good. I got a little Anytone here in the mobile. My truck is very quiet inside, but the speakers on this, I have to use the microphone speaker and the unit speaker as well, but I think I'm just going to have to attach a external auxiliary speaker. I think it's just because I'm hard of hearing.
WRC Y565. Yeah, that Anytone, I'm surprised you're having hearing or sound issues, not hearing issues, excuse me, because I don't have an Anytone, but I only hear good things about them and so on and so forth. And you got WRC Y565 here out towards Madison Heights, and I'm talking on a Wuxon KGUV9. GX radio and, GX radio, and it's 5 watts. And I'm talking out of the Detroit repeater, and I'm about 12 and a half miles away. But both you gentlemen are sounding really, really good. And I'm the one who's horizontal on the couch.
It's 565.
Well, yes.
I have an Anytone handheld, and the speaker in that thing is absolutely amazing. But it's a little mobile.
It's
lackluster, and I think it goes up to level 35 in the volume. And the volume only changes every about 3 digits. You'll notice some sort of up or down movement in the volume.
Out of it, no matter what antenna I use. So, you know, just the typical Bofang rating as far as their power goes.
You guys are walking all over each other.
Yeah, that's my fault. I should have gone back to Chris before the gentleman in Flint. But I was able to pick out what both of you gentlemen said just enough. But yeah, that was my call. I should have done a round table thing like the late Professor Don tried to train us to do, and I should have known better. But yeah, everybody's sounding good tonight under these conditions, and it's Friday night, so I'll let everybody get home, and everybody have a good night. WRCY 565, name is Donald out of Madison Heights. Everybody have a good night. Gentlemen, I'll hand it over to the gentleman up north. I think he's on the Flint repeater, and then we'll go back to Chris.
All right, there, 565, you have yourself a good one there, and thanks for the comeback, and I'm going to also go off on the side here and take care of some business, so everybody have a great night and a good weekend. WITG 959.
599, I think it was Flint. Enjoy your weekend. And 565 Madison Heights. Also enjoy your weekend. I'm not too far from home. Just kind of cruising along. Highway is going pretty good westbound on 696. Right now I'm probably 50-50 maybe between Detroit and Mount Clemens. But you guys enjoy your weekend, and I'll probably have an HP on later to listen in. Looks like a beautiful day. It's a little chilly out, but a beautiful day nonetheless. Gentlemen, have a good night. WRZT 820.